In a statement, a CBS News spokesperson telling MS Now, Weiss's points had no political motivation and were proposed solely to make the piece as strong, fair, and accurate as possible. As is frequently the case in any newsroom that operates with collaboration, not everything she raised made it into the final piece.
Is it possible to see this as the system working? She had notes. You felt they didn't make sense to take. The piece ran. And there was no retaliation.
Well, it was the interference as a problem. And the bigger problem, Lulu, frankly, is not any kind of political influence. The problem was the incompetence.
In the interview, Pelley emotional, talking about the treatment of his colleagues. He also responded to President Trump calling him stupid and a stiff and saying he doesn't care about the country.
You become a journalist because you love the country. And while all the other descriptions that the president used about me might be applicable, not that one. There is no democracy without journalism.
Before Pelley's interview dropped Sunday, 360 Minutes correspondents Leslie Saul, Bill Whitaker, and John Wertheim confirmed in a memo to their colleagues they would continue on the show for now, saying, quote, "We don't want to see 60 Minutes die," but they made it clear they were prepared to walk if their independence was not respected. Back to you.